Thank you. As the Lord should be pleased to help me, I shall call your attention to a subject you will find in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, and the second half of the 5th verse. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Chapter 1, the book of Joshua, and the second half of the 5th verse. This is a word which was given to godly Joshua as he had to begin that great work which God ordained he should do in succeeding Moses as Israel's leader. Joshua could go back and think on when he was a young man, and God ordained that he should be then Moses' minister. Joshua had been much in the company of Moses as he had wrought that great work in leading Israel through the wilderness, and he had seen how the hand of God had been upon Israel as a nation, and how God had supported Moses in his great work as Israel's leader. And now Moses' work was ended. And it is well to notice throughout the Word of God and down the history of the Church of Christ that when God has raised up a man to do a specific work, such as he did with Moses of old, that when that man's work is done, God has got another man ready to carry on that work, so that when Elijah is taken to heaven, there is Elisha to carry on the prophet's work. And here, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And I want you to follow this along. Every place that the sole of your foot should tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And then, to encourage Joshua in the great work, and a very great work it was, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. What a wonderful guarantee for Joshua to go forward in that great work that God ordained he should do. And then comes our text. As I was with Moses, and now Joshua would have many wonderful recollections as to how God was indeed with Moses and granted him wisdom to handle matters wisely to do with the children of Israel, and how God made his goodness to pass before Israel in their wilderness wanderings. Yes, he would have many a recollection to encourage him and to inspire him with hope in God. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And now I want us, the Lord, to help me to look at this subject from two or three viewpoints. And it is a word in which every sinner born again has a specific interest. And the great thing is to be exercised unto godliness to realize it. If you are thought of God, I leave the if with you, then as you journey on, you have a concern to know that the way you go is indeed the right way, and that God will be with you in the way in which you go. If thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence, is how Moses felt at the beginning of his work as Israel's leader. And I would like to feel that quite a few of you are concerned like that as you journey on through life. Everything hinges on the presence of God attending us. This and this alone can help us to feel, as you and I desire to feel, that we are indeed pilgrims to Canaan bound. Not all the good earth can afford is equal to thy presence, Lord, our fainting hearts to cheer. Abide with us, Lord, with us dwell. Then come what will, it shall be well. 'Tis well if thou art near. And now leaving Joshua for a while, and Moses also, let us look at this word as it is applicable in the truth of it to every sinner born again. I might just turn aside and say that Moses, of a truth, was a unique character. And when you think of what a wonderful man he was, referred to as Moses, the man of God, I have felt many times it is very, very striking how you read in the Epistle to the Hebrews about Moses, called by grace. In one sense of the word, there was nothing very striking about it. I say that with great reverence because it might help some of you to be of good courage. And it simply says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. It was a wonderful choice that Moses was enabled to make, and it may be none of us can realize how great that choice was in one viewpoint of it, because being as he was reckoned to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he had got, as it were, one step on Egypt's throne, and at that time Egypt was a great empire. But when Moses was born again, and he found within that aching void which this world cannot fill, he turned his back on all earthly prospects and chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. And at that time, you must understand, the people of God were the Israelites as a nation in Egyptian bondage, and they were just laboring hard in the brick kilns. And so Moses walked out of the Egyptian royal palace to become the company of his own people, who were just a company of brickmakers. And that was how he made his great choice. And yet every sinner born again makes the same choice, though he does not do it just the same as Moses did, turn his back on something so very great, but his mind is made up, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. It is very encouraging to feel that Moses, who is the outstanding man of Old Testament history, that the beginning to his religion was just an aching void which this world could not fill, and he was enabled to act according to the dictates of it. And every sinner born again is taught of God likewise. I thirst, but not as once I did, the vain delights of earth to share. Thy wounds, Emmanuel, all forbid that I should seek my pleasure there. Each one comes to stand alongside Ruth and say, thy people shall be my people, thy God shall be my God. And now look at this subject then, as grace is given. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And there is one thing here, one aspect of truth, if I could only make it plain, and better still, if you could only believe it, and reduce it to practice, we should all be much better Christians than any of us are. We're a very poor lot, really, pastor and people alike. None of us are outstanding as Christians. There is room for great improvement in every one of us who is a Christian. Those of us who do hope we really are, it can be said there is room for much improvement, and oh that it might be manifest ere it is too late. And now in this chapter, you will observe in the reading of it that God said again and again and again to Joshua, and remember, God says it to you and to me, be strong and of a good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. You see, this is where people taught of God are always failing. You lack this good courage, and you get so discouraged, and you pour on yourself so long, and you get immersed in ifs and buts and hows, which sink you in the gloom of all that's dismal in this world or in the world to come. Hey, but the word of the Lord is, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The remedy lies before thee. Pray. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yes. And remember, godly Joshua was out to go forward in this great work that God commanded him to undertake. And then, what do you find when he comes down to the end of life's journey? Listen to Joshua then, long years afterwards. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. And now what a wonderful mercy if some of us can say, this God is our God forever and ever. and he will be our guide even unto death. And so, there is that thought to inspire every sinner taught of God as he journeys on, that God has given to him in the word of his grace a guarantee which will not fail. Every state, however distressing, shall be profit in the end, every ordinance a blessing, every providence a friend. And you must come into the deep down meaning of that word, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. But it does hinge upon this: only be thou strong and very courageous. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And now this is what you and I desire to know as grace is given in journeying on through life. And some of us, especially where we are in life's journey, swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. And now there is no step that you take in your everyday life but what you need God to fulfill this word in your soul's experience. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Emmanuel, God with us. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Let us look at it then, as grace is given. I will be with thee. And now you and I need God to fulfill this word to us in everyday life. Everyday life is very complicated. And as you journey on into life's evening time, it gets more complicated. Because a family circle, at least it has been with some of us, is like when you drop a stone in a pond. The ripples keep going out and out and out till they reach the bank. And so it is that as you journey on into life's evening time, even in everyday life, as you look round your family circle, there are the children and the children's children with all their cares and concerns which become yours also. And what can you do but seek divine aid on their behalf as well as on your own as you journey on? I will be with thee in the path of everyday life. The trivial round, the common task, will furnish all we need to ask, room to deny ourselves, a road that leads us daily to our God. Don't you find, some of you, that there is a deep meaning in that word recorded for poor sinners like you and me? In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In everything. It is very comprehensive. Nothing can be outside it. And it teaches us that you and I need the help of God in everything if we are to attend to everything, so that it shall be for our good and the glory of God with whom we have to do. Remember that. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will be with thee in the path you are called to tread day by day. And I turn aside a moment. That can be a word in season to help some of you dear young people who as yet have not got a family circle of your own, but you go out into life to earn the bread which perishes, and you have to do with the world in going out, and you find the world has to do with you, and your mind gets churned up with what you listen to and what your eyes observe, and you need divine aid to behave aright in the midst of it, especially any of you with a name on a church roll. You need a word like this to strengthen you, support you, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And God is just as ready to help you as he was to help Moses and then to help Joshua in the work given to them to do. What do you sing sometimes? I keep telling you, and I shall have to do it till you behave better. I wish you would think a deal more of what you do sing. It would be a blessing for you to do it. And now, when most I need is help in hand, this friend is always near. With heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. You see, he can help you whether you are in your home life, in your bedchamber, in secret before God, or when you're in the office, or behind the counter, or the husbandman going over his field. Wherever you are, you can stand at the foot of Jacob's ladder at any time, anywhere, and by living faith see the Lord standing above it to help you and bless you and make his goodness pass before you. Do remember that and seek to take a proper advantage of it. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And then it means every path you might be called to tread, and you do not know yet what path you might be called to tread. I sometimes think of what might come in a day into our lives. Think of godly Job. I would like you to lay this to heart, because you do not know any day what might come upon you or yours, and it will alter your outlook on life from that time on. And you will not be able to live life just the same again because of that day and what happens in it. And now think of Job, who awoke in the morn, the richest man in the East, and at the end of it was stripped of all but his religion and his God. And he says, the Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he realized this word fulfilled. The presence of God supported him in that tremendous day in his life's history. And now you might have a day of adversity. You might find new straits attend. And in my own judgment, I am persuaded that there will be for you dear younger people, if not those of us who are older, quite a deal more of adversity in the future as it unfolds than you have ever known in your young lives. But some of us have known it who are older. In our life's morning, you may be called to tread the path of adversity, find your income dwindling down, but your outgoings keep increasing, and now you will need God You will need him as Jehovah Jireh. And when that need arises in your life, if you should come into the path of adversity, think on this word, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Yes, the name of the Lord is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. And I would like you to learn to live that life that you sung about in our opening hymn. When all created streams are dried, that is when England as a welfare state collapses. View it like that, as it will do. When all created streams are dried, thy fullness is the same. With this I would be satisfied. Our glory in thy name. Then to have recourse to God. Pour a prayer in time of need. Feel the balm of Jesus' blood. This is to find a friend indeed. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. When you tread the path of everyday life, when you tread the path of adversity, when your circumstances become so complicated that you are brought to wit's end and all your wisdom is swallowed up, as the psalmist tells us, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Hey, but it may be you will not be called to tread the path of adversity so much. God may ordain for you the path of affliction. Ere you tread that path, if God has given you good health and you have had it year in, year out, for how many years you know, do say thank you to God, lest when at length your good health is taken and you have to tread the path of affliction and no good health no more as long as you live, you should have a guilty conscience that while you had good health, you never said thank you to God for it. I want you to weigh these things up, dear friends, because we must get down to bedrock. Everything in living the life of the righteous means this. Hoard up the sacred word, feed thereon and grow. Go on to seek to know the Lord and practice what you know. To me, it is a wonderful thing to think of people journeying through life till they're in life's evening time and have never known ill health. And some of us since life's morning have not known good health to the full, as other people are favored to know it. But to have sanctified ill health is a wonderful mercy. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When all is said and done, when you walk in the path of affliction, there is a sweet, blessed experience wherein you walk with God sometimes. What I mean is, Emmanuel, God with us, in all our afflictions he was afflicted, the word of God says. And it is a sweet, blessed experience to feel, did Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? His way was much rougher and darker than mine. Yes. And it is a wonderful favor to look back along life's way and search out some waymarks wherein you can declare, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And now it may be You will be called to tread the path of temptation and be in heaviness therein. And that is a very solemn, a very painful experience, and one which no preacher can say very much about from the pulpit in describing it. But it is known and felt. The Apostle Peter speaks about it. If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And if that word should go forth concerning you, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Here is the word of God. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And Emmanuel, God with us, he is able to succor them that are tempted, and he can make a way of escape, and he can overrule it, so that you find out of the eater shall come forth meat, out of the strong shall come forth sweetness. And then it might be God will ordain for you a while to go in a way wherein you have much darkness of mind. And that is a very solemn experience. To feel that you are benighted, shut up, and you say with the church in the Psalms, we cannot see our signs. Zeal extinguished to a spark. Life is very low. All my evidence is dark. And good works I have none to show. And now it says, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. And I have thought sometimes there is one viewpoint whereby heaven-bound pilgrims are called to walk in darkness and not in light, and it is not to do so much with what their own conduct has been, wherein it is a question of darkness of mind coming upon one, and it is sowing and reaping. Sometimes it is darkness of that nature, but not always. I sometimes thought that when it says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. And now, one of aspect of Christ's sufferings was when he do listen, as verily man said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And sometimes people who are taught of God may be called to partake of Christ's sufferings from that viewpoint, and have fellowship with him in his sufferings, and feel in their own soul's feelings that they seem to be alone and forsaken, and saying with Asaph, is his mercy clean gone forever? Will he be favorable no more? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? And then it will be seen, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, and the Lord will appear. Yes. But I must hasten on. And now there is a way that everyone taught of God must tread, and you cannot take one step in it without divine aid. I'm not so sure that all of you realize that truth. I'm not fitting any caps on. And now I mean the way of duty, the way of service. Each of you young or old, if you're taught of God, if you hope in God, if you have this aching void which the world cannot fill, you have got a niche in life where God has placed you at the present time. And now, God says, ye are my witnesses. And God looks to you to show the world how Christians live, where you are, in that way of duty, and in that service which he has allotted you. And the dear Saviour said, I am among you as he that serveth. And now, see how that dear Saviour can support you, strengthen you, help you to be loyal to him and his truth. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. If God has called you to fill a niche, put you in a sphere in life, where you are, God will be with you to help you, to show whose you are and whom you serve. Do remember that. Let us look at the subject from another viewpoint. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. It has got this meaning. I will be with thee to control all to do with you and yours. Can you do it? You look round your family circle, your home life. Have you got everything there as you would like it to be? Is it all exactly as you purposed and planned? Can you hold the reins and everybody responds to the tug that is given to do this or that? Or do you find there are some who want to kick over the traces and do as they like? And that brings you back to the starting point when you say, Lord, help me. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. No. Oh, you do need this. I will be with thee to control your life and to control you and yours. And that is just what you will be concerned about. Let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Not only so, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will be with thee to instruct thee. I do like that scripture. It has been a help to me, not once or twice or thrice. Reproofs and instruction are in the way of life. And many of us under Union Chapel roof, I believe, can look back along life's way and see happenings in our lives whereby we humbly hope God has led us into his truth and taught us a little more of what we are by nature and what he is by nature as the sinner's friend. It is a wonderful mercy to have just a little well-grounded evidence of being taught of God. And this is the way. I am the Lord thy God which teacheth thee to profit, and which leadeth thee in the way in which thou shouldest go. Mark that wording, shouldest go, not wouldest go if the choice were left to you. No. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And it means this, I will be with thee, not only to lead thee into the truth and make it known in its power and preciousness, I will be with thee to keep thee. Oh, that is a great word. He will keep the feet of his saints. And I do love that scripture of the Apostle Peter's, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I will be with thee to keep thee. Yes. And you must admit God has been pleased to do it for you. You should tell the truth. And the truth is, having obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will be with thee to keep thee, to preserve thee from all ill and evil, and to carry on the good work begun in you until at length it shall be completed. And then thou shalt see my glory soon, when the work of grace is done. Partner of my throne shalt be. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? And look how comprehensive this word is. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And now it means I will be with thee in life's morning, and then in life's afternoon, and then in life's evening time. I've already quoted, lo, I am with you always. I expect you know the meaning in the original is, lo, I am with you all the days. Whatever days dawn in your life, and some of them you cannot call good days, because they are days when sorrow has come on you, and yours it may be, when trouble like a gloomy cloud has gathered thick and thundered loud. But this word remains a sweet, blessed reality. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And now some of us look back and view things from that viewpoint. Thou on my head in early youth did smile, and though rebellious and perverse meanwhile, thou hast not left me, oft as I've left thee, unto life's close, O Lord, abide with me. Like those two disciples going along the Emmaus road with their sad hearts, made glad, and they said, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. Yes. And then there is another thought here as I come toward the amen. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And as I thought of this word, thinking it might be the right subject to say a little on, my mind ran to what is recorded in the Epistle to the Hebrews, and there you and I do need grace. And it says, and be content with such things as ye have. Did you ever feel like that? For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man should do unto me. Be content with such things as ye have. And now you are to be content with what saith the Scriptures. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And that is, I will not fail thee at the throne of grace. Whenever you approach it, I will make you welcome. I shall be there to hear you tell me all the truth about your case, your circumstances, then I encourage you to come just as you are. Come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I will not fail thee. No sinner was ever yet empty sent back who came seeking mercy for Jesus. I will not fail thee either at the fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. There you shall rejoice to prove Jesus' blood through earth and skies. Mercy, eternal mercy Christ. I will not fail you when you are found under the gospel, listening to the proclamation of it. You shall know what it really is in your own soul's experience, good tidings of great joy, and be able to declare, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. I will not fail thee in any of the exceeding great and precious promises I have scattered in the word of my grace to encourage you to trust in me at all times. Every promise is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. It just needs what I said earlier on. Only be strong and of a good courage. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And you and I have to say this Sabbath morn, though I have thee oft forgot, thy loving kindness changes not. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. You sang about it in the hymn before the sermon. It is what is called a fivefold negative. And godly Dr. Owen says that it reads just like this in the original: I will not at any time or on any occasion for any cause leave thee, nor forsake thee. What then? Now let the feeble all be strong, and make Jehovah's arm their song. His shield is spread o'er every saint, and thus supported, who shall faint? Amen. grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be upon us and all who love the truth everywhere. Amen and amen.